You know what God has called you to do, but do you really know who you are? Deep down inside, do you have a confident understanding of the person that you were, the person you grew to be, and the person that you're becoming, and why God decided that for you? Are you sure that you have a revelation? All aboard to Chatting with Charity. Today's destination is God, reveal myself to me. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, writer, what's up? You're tuning in to the number one podcast where we take rides that change lives. I am your girl, Charity, and I'm really excited to have a short but thought-provoking conversation with you because this is something that I've been pondering on this week is, do I really know who God has called me to be? Do I really understand why everything that has happened to me in my life led me to this particular juncture? And do I understand without a shadow of doubt where the Lord is leading me? This question comes to me at such a interesting time in my life because the way people would see me, they'd wonder, what does this girl do? She is so confused. She is going to and fro. And the truth of the matter is, confusion is not my state of mind right now, but if anything, it's more so exhausted and tired. The things that I have traveled through these past 7 years have put me in a place where it's not that I feel defeated, but I don't have the strength to participate or fight the way that I used to. So my consistent prayer has been, Lord, give me the strength. Lord, give me the strength. And the interesting thing was that I've been asking God to give me the strength to do things that I'm not supposed to be doing. And that's why they've been difficult. The Bible says, pick up my yoke for it is easy. And when things get really difficult, you have to assess to yourself, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Now, this question was brought to my attention by someone that I recently met. And they said, you know, you said all of these things, you've showed me all of these things, but you've never told me your why. You need to go and figure out your why. Why are you doing this business? Why are you here? Why are you there? You just seem like you're all over the place. And I started to cry out to the Lord in just sadness because I said, Lord, how could after all of these years of tarrying with you and learning from you, can someone still not understand who I am? For those of us who are misunderstood, there's a sincere need to stop explaining your existence or feeling like you don't fit in, that you're being rejected from spaces because people don't quite get it. And when you understand who you are and you try to explain it, it seems so far-fetched that people think this person is a lunatic and this is ludicrous. You're dreaming too big, you're wild, you gotta put something down. This is not how it's supposed to go. This is not normal. You're not going to succeed down this path. And I've heard that so many times in my life. And that's what really brought me to tears. And I just said to myself, Lord, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to get there early and I'm going to have an encounter with you. And I need you to meet me there because I need to hear a word from you. I need you to explain to me, why do people think that I'm confused? So let me rewind this because some of you might be new here or a few of you might not even know who I am or what I do. And my name is Charity. I am 32 years old and I am a new mother to a very beautiful boy named Gabriel. I grew up in Michigan, lived the majority of my life in Maryland, and recently moved to Atlanta to pursue this new journey of motherhood on my own. My mother passed away when I was 23 or 24. And ever since then, I've been living alone, trying to figure out what the Lord would have me do. I spent the majority of the 7 years trying to sabotage my existence because I didn't want to be what God was calling me to be because it just seemed like a servant's position. It seemed like a servant's position is doo-doo. Okay, that's the only word that I can use for right now, as childish as it is, but a servant's position is doo-doo. And what people don't realize about leaders is that leaders are just masqueraded servers. You serve everyone and everything, and you're called to do so many things, and you're stretched, and no one ever looks at you like a servant. They look at you like a leader, and you're supposed to have all the answers while you feel like doo-doo. So for 7 years, I've been cleaning up my doo-doo and trying to, you know, make doo-doo smell like roses. And I reached a crossroad where I said, Lord, I need you to use me because this life is very difficult. And I don't understand why you're allowing it to be this difficult, because you see, things don't just happen to us. God allows things to happen. And I've always been certain about that as a little girl, but I couldn't quite understand the hurdles that I was going through and why the Lord would just allow these things to happen. I like to call that when you're being jobed. So here I am. I am about 24, 25. My mom is gone. My dad passed away years before that in Africa. And I'm very estranged from my sister. As a matter of fact, she single-handedly played an intricate part in making those 7 years hell. Until this day, does her wonderful little wonders. Thought that my isolation would somehow protect me. I was so sure that I could just walk away from what God wanted me to do and start something new, and God would honor that. And the humor, in the sense of humor that God has, is that He understands when things become too much for you to bear, that He does honor some of your requests. And when things get heavy, He does hear you, because the Lord doesn't like to hear us cry and be stressed out. So I feel like a lot of the times the Lord has been allowing me to do things that I had no business doing. Now I'm getting to this point where I can explain to you, or just show you through my story, how I did not realize who I really was, nor did I have a revelation about who I really am, and how disappointing that I am today, years old, where I'm realizing, girl, you don't know you. What in the world? So I said to the Lord when I was about 30, I said, God, this is my season and I know it. I had every prophetic word. I mean, they drowned me in prophecies of how great I am. And I go to bed feeling like I am not that version of me. And I battled so much with it, because I said, Lord, if I'm great, where's my greatness? If I'm great, why am I not doing great things? This doesn't make any sense. And everything that I try to do, it just seems like it's not great enough. I'm not operating in who God has called me to be. And when I was speaking to this person who led me to this ride, to this conversation with you, and the answer being revealed to me in church, they said to me, you should be doing X, Y, and Z. Now, again, for those of you who don't know me, I do have a home care agency. And I hate to say that sometimes, because I feel like people get so excited and it doesn't excite me. It's been so stressful working in healthcare, trying to figure out what that world looks like, and just my tumultuous connection with home care. Small backstory. My mom had a home care agency. And my sister and I went toe-to-toe in dismantling a multi-million dollar company. I could be so far ahead if that situation did not happen. And every time I think about healthcare, I think about all of the stress, all of the courts, just the madness, the court, the disrespect. I mean, I went through so much that it hardened my heart towards healthcare. And then the pandemic decided to just seal it with a nice steel, I don't know, lock pad. And I don't have the key. I gave that key to the enemy a long time ago. So I've been trying to figure out how to unlock my passion and my love for something that I've never really wanted to go into. I was never called into. I wanted to be a star, a broadcast journalist, a dreamer, a creator. Exactly what I'm doing today is who I wanted to be. So when this person's coming to me saying, you sound a little bit confused and all over the place, and maybe you should go back to that healthcare thing, I'm like, yeah, you sound like every person and every prophet and everybody who says that to me. And to me, I'm just thinking, well, they're saying this because it's healthcare. It's so easy to make money, and lots of money. But in my season, in my life, and where I'm at, and who God has called me to be, the finer things in life don't tickle my ear. They don't excite me. A new car, a nice house, a handbag. What am I doing with all this money? Let's be honest. More money, more problems, unless you have a strategy for it. And even with that, you need the grace to execute those strategies. So as I was crying to myself, I said, Lord, you got to be kidding me. I am 32 years old and I am not confused. So that I rebuke, but Lord, there is something here that I know I need to seek. And it is my why. When the person said, what is your why? And I thought about everything I've ever done, even this podcast and this ride, and even how I opened my home care agency. My why has always been out of obedience to God and what God has called me to do. My desire, like I said, was to be a broadcasting star. I wanted to be on TV since I was a little girl, whether it was American Idol, on the Oprah show, anything. I was writing to Maury Povich. My mom never sent the letters because she didn't get me no stamps, but I wrote those letters. I wanted to be on Project Runway. I just knew that I was meant to be a star. Healthcare has nothing to do with stardom. Nothing. So I've been running away from this thing that has been put on my lap, which is a blessing, and I shouldn't call it a thing because it provides for me and keeps a roof over my head, especially with a child. I'm so grateful for what God allowed me to start in 2017, and today has just been providing for me, just small, you know? So I said, Lord, I'm going to go to church with you and have an encounter. And I need you to be able to clarify this comment that was made because there's so much truth to it. Doesn't it suck when someone tells you things you don't want to hear, but you know are true? I look confusing. I know I'm not. But I have to understand, why do I look like that? The things that we attract come to us for a reason. So I had already been the past couple of days realizing, like, God, I've known you all my life and I've always had a beautiful relationship with you, but I don't think I've ever genuinely surrendered the things that I use to cope with this world to you. I've never allowed myself to go through the withdrawals that happen when you let go of the one thing that allows you to numb your pain and allows you to keep going. So as I was praying a couple of weeks ago, and the Lord has really delivered me from some things, and I just prayed exactly what I needed him to remove from my life. And I said, Lord, I need you to take this away from me. Take this desire away. Take this need away. Take this unction that's making me go and get it away, God, because even when I'm doing it, I know it's wrong. And you know, Paul says this, Lord, why do I do the things that I know are wrong? And this is where it's so important to be able to call on the name of Jesus, because sometimes the strongholds that we have on our life are so tight that we cannot do it in our own capacity. And you have to have the confidence and the boldness to say to God, this is something I'm struggling with. And the Lord will deliver you rather quickly. That's also the beauty about how God works and how Jesus works. So as I'm getting delivered through some of these things that I know I've been using to numb my pain and just trying to allow myself to embrace all that is within me and all that I've been through, I just said, wow, oh my God, I get it, God. It's not that I'm confused, but I have sincerely allowed my emotions to keep me stuck. I have allowed my sense of fear to cause me to have anxiety, that even when I am working towards something that I know God has called me to do, I get very anxious where I feel like I'm losing my breath. That should be the indication to keep going. But for me, I just decided to feel that, well, maybe that's my body telling me that I'm going in the wrong direction, instead of understanding that it's really the enemy trying to make me feel uncomfortable so I don't stay in what the Lord has called me to do. Here I am saying to myself, okay, Charity, what are these emotions and these feelings and the things that you have been needing, coping mechanisms to be able to flow through life? I've shared with you all about my sexual abuse in earlier episodes, you know, trauma alert, whatever you're supposed to say. And my sexual abuse is something that has really lowered my self-esteem in the worst way. When I was younger, my faith in God was so solid because I felt that I could redeem myself if I stayed holy and pure, if I just waited until marriage, that all of those things that happened to me would go away and I would be able to be clean and someone would love me. Every time I met somebody that would come into my life and leave me, it just made me feel like I wasn't wanted and that I wasn't enough. And more than anything, I wasn't worthy to be loved by a man. These are not things that I've genuinely shared, but that sexual abuse and the things that I experienced later on in my young adulthood really made me struggle to understand, like, if I don't give my body away, will people not love me? Once I got into college, you know, I waited so long and then I was like, you know what, whatever, I guess this is what I have to do to be loved. And ever since then, I've compromised on who I am as a person and my morals and my values because I wanted physical intimacy and the love of man more than the love of God, because I felt like God was so distant from me, that how can this person in the heavens above really understand how much it feels to be lonely and to never be picked by a man? To never be told that you're beautiful, but to be made fun of and laughed of, like, God, how could you ever understand my pain? If I just sacrifice this thing, then maybe I'll get a little bit of love, and that little bit of love can carry me to the next step and the next step and the next step. What I never understood is that every single time I compromised on my morals and gave myself away sexually, that it put me in the position where I found worser and worser people, and they robbed me of more and more things. And when the Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy so that you cannot have life, that is what I wanted the most. goals was to have love in my life, and the enemy orchestrated an entire task to ensure that I self-sabotaged myself through every single desperate attempt I had to try to regain my purity, to regain my righteousness. And once I gave it away, I felt like I was worthless all over again. So I said, all right, God, that is a problem. That right there is a serious problem. And here I am, 32, realizing like I've never surrendered that pain and that sadness and that loss to God. I've been trying to fill it with other things and trying to say to myself, like, Charity, you are more than worthy. You're this, you're that. And if you do this, like, just honestly try to strategize yourself through your pain. And that's gotten me this far. But I still ask myself, well, why am I not great? I started to realize that things like what I just shared with you have been inhibiting my greatness because I've been using these coping mechanisms, which had been numbing me instead of me just going to God and saying, like, I need you to fix this thing. I need you to give me back my confidence so I can see myself the way you see me. And before, I felt like my confidence was about my self-worth and my ability to do my own things. But for me specifically, my confidence was in the fact that someone took from me something that I've been trying to get back all my life. And when I couldn't get it back, I just gave it away because I felt like maybe that would give me more attention and more light in man's eyes. I really never viewed the sin that I was committing as an inhibitor to my greatness. So here I am telling God, like, why have you not moved me forward? Why have you not done this for me? And I never realized it's because I never surrendered the things that I used to numb myself. This is not a conversation about purity or don't have sex or whatever. The Lord will humble you how you need to be humbled. This is about understanding the spaces where you leave God out of, and those things that you have not dealt with are the reason why you have not seen your greatness. So I said, oh my God, okay, Lord. So I said, all right, I can submit that to you, no problem. There are other things in my life that the Lord would have me to submit so that he can fill me up with the things that I need to actually pursue this greatness. But back to me trying to say to you, do you really know who you are? So here I am seeing myself as a thriving millennial entrepreneur, looking like I have my head on a swivel, got the things that everyone wants. But I realized that I have been trying to pursue my own desires. I've been trying to chase back to the life that I had before my mom died and not accepting the life that became of her death and really what that transition was supposed to be for me. I've been missing so many marks because I've been trying to satisfy the emptiness that I have had and the loneliness with what I've had by things that make me happy, like these projects and these things that are creative and fun to me, but are not what God has called me to do right now. I am going to piece this together so you really, really get when I ask you, do you really know who you are? Now, I go to church. The Lord meets with me. Wonderful. Okay. And the conversation is touching me. It is answering my questions. And the pastor asks us to do something. We got sticky notes when we were coming into church, and I didn't know what the sticky note was for. And at the very end, before we were all about to leave, he said, all of you got a sticky note before you guys came into the service. Take out that sticky note and write on there the things that you want God to do for you. Many people, I'm sure, wrote about materialistic things, this thing, that thing. But what I wrote on there were things that were so personal to me. I wrote down this list of the things that I needed, but none of them were materialistic things. They were all the things that I wanted God to heal me from because I knew that those were the things that were inhibiting my greatness. And when you really give yourself to God, and he says this, if you give yourself to me and you draw near to me, then all things will be added unto you. Let me close this door too, because hi, you guys, say hi to Gabriel. This is mom life. While I wrote down all of these things that were so jarring, you know, even forgiving Gabriel's dad for just rejecting us and these painful things that I've experienced in life, like, Lord, heal me from those things, because it's that pain that has closed the doors on me wanting to trust people, closed the doors on me wanting to go out there and put myself out there, a fear of embarrassment, the fear of looking like you made a lot of mistakes and I'm wearing the mistakes, right? So I put everything on this sticky note and I put it on the altar. altar and I felt so relieved. I walk away and then the man of God says, okay, now for those of you who are prayer warriors, turn around and go pick up a post-it. I need you to pray for the next 7 days on whatever post-it you picked up. The first thing I shouted was, oh my God, the way I've just confessed these things to the Lord. And someone is about to pick up my truth, the things that I don't tell anybody, and pray over it. I felt so naked and so raw. And when I wanted to run back and go and get that sticky, the Lord just told me it's gone, it's released. I picked up two other stickies and I was just so grateful that for the first time, I wasn't hiding who I was. Not for myself, the Lord, or the world. These are the things that I struggle with. And if I cannot overcome the things that I use, if I cannot overcome the challenges that I face, then I'll continue to be subjected to the things that I use to numb, the things I'm not willing to face. So then now I said, okay, God, thank you for that. You know, I asked for an encounter with you. That was amazing. That was wonderful. Then I came home and I continued to listen to more sermons because, you know, I spend the entire Sunday just listening to the word of God. And I turned on One Church LA and Pastor Stephanie was on there and she was talking about a revelational type of thing. But she got to a point where she said that it's easy for you to have a word. But if you don't have a revelation about that word, then you do not know who you are and you really don't know what God is asking you to do. If someone comes to you and they say to you, I see you being really big in healthcare, and I'm like cringing because I know what that world has done to me and I know the impact of it. And I'm thinking to myself, God, there are a lot of things I'm working on that you could bless. Why are you picking that one? So then I'm just sitting there like, oh God, like, you know, why do you want to use this thing? So I continue to ignore it. I continue to start this business, that business, move here, move there, invest in this and invest in that. And none of these things are taking off. Then I hear another person say to me, you know, you've been graced with the ability to go to school. I see you being an RN. Me. If I'm going to go back to school, it's to get a master's degree. I'm not going to school to do clinicals. I don't like healthcare. Here we are again. Continuing to do what I love, following my own desires and just reaching a dead end. And the Lord would keep every single door closed to make sure that you go through the door that's open and it's the only door that is open. So when Pastor Stephanie was talking, she had me to understand that sometimes your desires can lead you in the wrong way. And God does not give us the desires of our hearts. He gives us what is the plan for our life. If the plan is for me to be a nurse, if the plan is for me to build these home care agencies, it doesn't matter how much I don't like it. It is the plan for me. That's why I asked you, do you really know who you are? Because the desires of your heart could be leading you in the wrong directions. When the desires of what God wants for you is taking you in the path you are in. So isn't this ride so amazing? Well, look, don't worry. There's more coming to you next week. Part two is coming right here on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friends. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friends.